speak English. No. We are very pleased to have Reverend Hua Yaming today to give us a sermon. And many of you know Reverend Huang very well, so I don't give a detailed introduction, but you can find a brief introduction with today's bulletin.
我们很高兴地邀请到华阳领民牧师来给我们证道。大家都很熟悉华牧师，关于他的介绍呢，在今天的崇拜程序单里。今天他证道的题目是在困境中经历神。请。弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you.
今天早晨看了教会的bulletin才发现介绍这么多。
So I didn't realize until this morning that there is a lot said about me in the bulletin.
以为是布道会。
I thought it was an evangelistic meeting.
其实孩子回家不需要写这么多介绍。
Actually, you don't need much introduction for a child returning home.
每次回到南湾，心里都非常高兴，也非常激动。I
always get emotional, I'm very excited every time I come back here.
特别看到南湾教会就像过去一样，仍然信实的福音传到这地方，传到诺日登的校园。I
especially when I see that this church still upholds its mission, preaching the gospel. In the community and to the campuses around here.
看到过去亲爱的长辈和同工，心里非常的高兴。
I see the elderly people, the old people, and and co-workers. And so I get so emotional.
我们在打开神话语之前，我们再祷告。
Let us pray again before we turn to God again.
亲爱的主，你在孩子生命里面看见你自己信实的眷顾。Lord,
you help me to witness your care, experience your care in my life.
主，你借着南湾教会和许多忠心的仆人使女，主要把救恩带给了我。Through
the sisters and brothers at this church, you brought the salvation to me.
主，你设立你这些教会在这里，继续忠心为你传扬真理的道。
You set up this church here so that the sisters and brothers can faithfully continue preaching your word.
主，我们看见信实的主，今天仍然供应你自己教会的需要。We
see that you are just as faithful as you always have been and providing for this church.
主，我们现在打开你的话语，你自己做我们的教师。Now
we open up your word. And we ask that you teach us yourself.
帮助我们，无论在这里传讲、翻译和聆听的，都一起存着谦恭的心来聆听你借着话语对我们的教导。With
a humble heart, we submit ourselves to you to learn from your teaching.
愿主来帮助我们意识到，知道你是何等信实、何等眷顾我们的神，尤其在这经济低潮和生命当中有各样困境的弟兄姊妹。
Help us to understand how faithful you are, no matter what the situation may be.
衷心祷告，奉耶稣的名。We
pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家都知道，这些年经济不是很好。I
think a lot of people know that the economy is not very good.
也许对我们像南湾这样的大学城影响稍微小一点。Perhaps
to this community. We don't experience too much of the downturn because it's a campus town.
在我所牧养的，在芝加哥北郊那个地方，有许多的弟兄姊妹失业。But
at my church, a lot of sisters and brothers lost their jobs in Chicago.
也听说在周刚牧师所牧养的底特律地方也是一样，受到很大的打击。And
in the church that Reverend Zhou ministers in Detroit, they also have a lot of people lost their jobs.
我想神都许可一些环境、一些处境临到我们生命当中。
I know that God allows for those things happen.
允许我们借着困境来更深的来经历他。
And He allows us to, and He wants us to experience Him through tribulations.
我们今天来透过一个先知的经历，他的饥饿以及上帝的供应，来一起来思想这位神是一位可以经历的神。
Through the scripture reading today, we want to learn from the prophet how he experienced God in the human predicament.
今天的经文发生在公元前九世纪中叶，在亚哈王的时代。
The story happened about 900 BC during the time of King Ahab.
我们知道所罗门王之后，以色列分成北国跟南国，就是北国没有一个敬畏神的国王。
And this, we know that after King Solomon, the kingdom was split into two, the northern country and the southern kingdom.
尤其这个亚哈王，他娶了一个拜巴利的王后。
And the King Ahab was the king of the northern kingdom, and he married a pagan worshipping queen.
所以也许王后也许别把他父亲的巴利敬拜都带进了以色列人的信仰的生活。
And the queen brought in these pagan worship into the kingdom. They worship Baal.
耶和华神作为对悖逆的子民的审判。那时候发生极大的干旱。
So as part of the judgment that God imposed on them, there was a big famine, a dryness.
所以这地方先知说，如果他不向神祈求的话，天不会降雨。
So it says, unless he prayed to the Lord, it would not rain.
在路加第四章里面，耶稣说：“这个时间总共有三年半的时间。”
And there were, it was about 3.5 years for the dry period.
在这样的时代里面，我们来看见困境。
And so it was during this time that we saw the affliction that the Israelites experienced.
首先，我们看见这困境是饥荒。
First, we saw that it was famine.
看见饥荒的时候，神就差遣以利亚到约旦河东边的一个小溪，叫基利溪，在那里去接受乌鸦和河水的供应。
And so God sent the prophet Elijah to the river, a little brook east of the Jordan River. It's called Kerit Ravine.
另外一个困境是看见后面刚才读的经文，在西顿撒勒法的寡妇那里。
And another predicament was occurring on the household of the widow at Zarephath in Sidon.
也因为饥荒的原因，她也遇到极大的艰难。
And she was suffering from a severe difficulty because of the famine.
那里面描述说，他坛里面只有一把面，瓶里面只有一点油，然后吃完了就等死。
So, as we just read, she only had a little a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jar, and after she had this meal, she was ready to die with her son.
在这样的困境当中，我们来看神怎么供应他们。
So we want to see how God provides for them in this time of difficulty.
首先，神差遣先知到一个小溪水里面，让乌鸦来叼饼叼肉来供应他。
In the beginning of the story, God sent this prophet to the side of a brook to be fed by a raven.
我不知道大家有没有人喜欢乌鸦的。
I don't know if anybody likes this kind of bird.
有没有人喜欢
？Does anybody like raven?
乌鸦是黑的哈。
And you know, this is a kind of bird. It's got black feathers.
其实乌鸦和狐狸都是很勇往哈，他不知道人类这么讨厌这两种动物。
Actually, I'm kind of sorry for raven and fox. They probably don't know that humankind hate them so much.
乌鸦因为把人类很心灵很黑的都说天下乌鸦一般黑都是黑的。
And you know, like a Chinese adage says, everybody is like raven with a dark heart.
狐狸也是，狡猾的人都像狐狸精一样，像狐狸一样狡猾。
And those who are cunning or what's the right word for it? Not like fox.
好。那乌鸦叼来的肉，你敢吃吗？
So, if the raven bring you meat, would you dare to eat it?
乌鸦叼来的饼可能还可以哦。
And maybe the bread is okay.
你够饿的话，叼来的饼可能你敢吃。
But if the raven brings you meat,
但是我再饿也不会把乌鸦叼来的肉拿来吃。
But I don't think I would ever eat any meat that's brought to me by a raven.
你知道乌鸦都叼什么肉呢
？Do you know what kind of meat they would bring？
哪地方有死猪、死狗、死人，乌鸦就围在那里，然后他就吃吃剩下的给你吃。
They actually bring dead meat。
乌鸦在利未记里面说它是不洁净的动物。
In Leviticus, it is written that ravens are the unclean animals.
不但不洁净，它常常吃腐肉。
Not only they're not clean, they often eat the rotten meat.
至于上帝的供应很奇怪啊。
So God's provision is rather miraculous, rather strange.
我们看见先知没有在那里恶心呕吐。
And we see that we don't see anywhere written about Elijah throwing up or refusing to eat.
他照着耶和华的话去行。
He followed, God's word.
然后到了一个地方，神就开始另外一种供应对撒勒法的寡妇。
So then the story turned to the widow at Zarephath.
哦，先知另外一种供应，除了乌鸦以外，他还请外邦的寡妇来供应先知的需要。
So in addition to raven, God also employed the widow, a Gentile widow, to provide.For the prophet.
这地方先，耶稣说神没有请以色列中间任何一个寡妇，却到外邦人的一个寡妇那里，用她来供应先知的需要。
So you see that God did not employ any of the Israeli widows. Rather, he employed a Gentile widow.
我们看见先知就听神的话，就到撒勒法去。
So prophet followed God's command and went to Zarephath.
然后他就在城门口见到一个寡妇捡柴。
So at the gate, of the city, he saw this widow picking sticks.
然后先知就向寡妇要点水喝。
So the prophet asked for some water from the widow.
我相信干旱的时候口很渴。
And I'm sure he was thirsty in this dry period.
先知喝了水以后呢，又要拿一点饼来吃。
So after he drank some water, he also wanted some bread.
请问，如果你是那位寡妇的话，你家里也快油干米尽了，然后遇到这么一个得寸进尺的以色列先知。
So if you were the widow, what would you say? You had little left, almost nothing left, and then this prophet.Keep on pressing you for more things.
你会怎么说呢
？How would you reply?
你肯定说这个先知啊，你都知道事情了，你得寸进尺。
And you are asking for too much. This prophet, you might say that.
其实呢，寡妇说出来也差不多。
But actually, what the according to the story, the widow said roughly the same.
你看第十二节里面。
In verse 12,
他这个外邦的寡妇居然指着以色列的神耶和华来起誓。
She even swore on the Israeli God.
要么他认识耶和华, 要么他认出来这个先知是从以色列来的。
Perhaps she recognized that this prophet came from Israel.
她说我自己都快要死。She
said, I'm about to die.
你不要得寸进尺。
Don't try to ask even more.
我们从这两段经文里面, 我们来看见人的困境和神的供应。
We can see that through this story, we see how God provides for us during our tribulation.
你一定会想,圣经的故事, 我很熟了, 为什么还要花主日在一起再读这样一个故事呢?
So you probably wonder why we still are reading this story, because you, most of you probably are familiar with the story.
我当年也跟大家一样坐在那里听到牧师他们讲神怎么样信实的供应, 我说是是是, 那是在过去的时代。
So when I first heard this some time ago, when a preacher preached on this story, I was thinking, yeah, that happened long time ago.
我今天的艰难有多少人知道?
And how many people know the problems that I'm encountering?
的确,圣经中间还有很多这样的例子, 五饼二鱼的故事啦。
Well, actually, there are many more stories in the Bible like this, like five fish and two bread.
还有一次,
and five bread and two fish.
还有一次耶稣让他的门徒去钓鱼的时候, 要一打开嘴巴, 鱼嘴巴里面拿出一个铜钱, 一个钱来交税啊, 这样的事情都觉得, 哎呀, 这个听起来好像很悬, 但是是过去的时代。
There was another miracle that many miracles that Jesus performed, like getting a coin out of a fish.
你会觉得这个离我很遥远。
You may feel that this is rather remote.
在历史中间，许多人经历神的信实, 不单是写在圣经中间，还是这位神可以我们今天还可以经历的。
But apart from what is written in the Bible, a lot of people experience God's faithfulness through the history, not necessarily just in the past, but also even in the world today.
大家知道我以前年轻的时候很喜欢讲哲学的词汇，现在越来越少了。黄教授帮我翻译的时候，还是有没有哲学的词汇，赶紧先告诉我。
So you probably all know that I often like to cite the philosophers, and so as an interpreter, the interpreter is really not knowledgeable enough, so it's very scared.
再原谅我一次，提一个人。
So indulge me, if you would indulge me, I would mention another one, another philosopher. So even if the interpreter is not good enough to...
No, I didn't say that. 齐克果说真理的主体性, 就是当一个真理被主体经历过以后, 它才可以成为生命的一部分。
So the philosopher, the Danish philosopher Kierkegaard, I hope I pronounced it right, his thesis was, the part of his thesis was the subjectivity of truth. He felt that the truth must be experienced by the subject to become part of that person's life.
我希望黄教授再说一次英文哈，真理被经历过以后才可以
So the truth must be experienced to become part of the life.
大家学物理化学，学过一段考完试就忘记了。So
a lot of you learn different subjects at school, physics or chemistry, and you might pass a test, but after a while, you forget all of those.
但是我童年的时候学会了游泳，最近又重新开始去游，还发现没有忘记。
But when I was young, I learned to swim, and then I stopped doing that for a long time. Recently, I picked that up again. I found that I did not forget much. I still could. I didn't drown.
还有，黄教授说添油加醋。还发现我骑自行车回国，虽然技术差一点，但是还可以在街上对付骑自行车。
Same thing with riding bicycles. I learned to ride bicycles and I stopped. I didn't do any of those for a long time. But when I returned to China, I was able to ride a bicycle, although probably not as good as some of the fellow citizens.
有些知识停留在大脑里面，它过很快时间就会忘记。
Some things we forget soon after we learn it.
但是有些知识成为你生命的一部分。
But others become part of our lives.
刚才提到骑自行车啦、游泳啦、开车啦，这些多半成为你全人生命知识的一部分。
So, some skills that we learn, like swimming, riding bicycle, or driving, they become part of our lives.
我自己今天清晨起来的时候，除了灵修，看了一本沈从文，是我羡慕的作家。他里面就有一个评论说，他看葬以后，他就从过去从客观生活的描写，变成对主观经验的类型。哎呀，我听到这样的一个评语，我觉得跟今天的信息很接近。
In this morning's devotion, I read an article by a writer, Mr. Sun.
After devotion.
After devotion. Yeah. I read an article, and so what did he say?
他说从他评论他说从主对客观生活的描写变成对主观经验的类型。
So, you understand what he said, right? From the outward, subjectivity, it became something that
objectivity
became a subject of his life, became part of his life after he experienced it.
我在诺瑞顿追求信仰的时候，多半在大脑里面，上帝有没有存在？创造论对还是进化论对？都在思辨理性的范畴，在思考这些真理。
When I was a student here pursuing the faith, most of my pursuit focused on the knowledge. Does God exist? Where is he? Who is he? What is it?
我也盼望今天诺瑞顿的学生学者们还继续在探讨这些理性的知识。
And I certainly hope that the students and scholars at Notre Dame continue to explore these rational knowledges.
但是这位神如果只停留在大脑里面这样的一些思辨的探讨，他永远不可能成为我们生命的一部分。
But if God, our God, is nothing but the knowledge that stays as knowledge in our head, then he would not become any part of our lives.
如果是那样的话，我们只看到这些奇迹的供应的例子，我们只能当作远古的神话。
So if that was the case, then these stories are nothing but mysteries, just mythology.
神帮助我们从这些大脑的知识变成生命的知识。
God would help us to transform the knowledge in our head into a life's experience.
刚才提到耶稣举了一个例子，说耶稣做了一件神迹，就是让鱼肚子里面、鱼口里面拿出一块钱来。
So you heard the miracle that Jesus performed to pick up a coin out of the mouth of a fish.
在印度发生类似的事情。
There was a similar story in India that happened in India.
有一个不幸的丈夫疯狂地来逼迫他信耶稣的妻子。
There was a man that was cruelly persecuting his wife. This man was not a Christian, and his wife was.
有一天，他就想诬告、诬赖他的妻子，他就把他的钥匙扔到河里还是湖里面去，然后就告他说：“这是你把我弄丢了。”
One day he came up with a scheme trying to accuse his wife of losing his keys. So he threw his keys into the lake and accused his wife of losing it.
妻子没有办法。
And the wife really didn't know what to do.
她那天就去菜市场里面买鱼。
She went to the market to buy, to get food. She bought fish.
丈夫万万没有想到。
And to that husband's big surprise,
这个太太买回来的鱼一打开肚子。
So when that the wife when she cut open the fish,
拿出来一把是他们家的钥匙。
She found the keys.
他们家的钥匙。
And that's their key.The key that the husband threw into the lake.
这是真实的故事。
This was a true story.
你可以说这个太巧合了。
And you can say this is rather coincidental.
不知道有没有人这里学过概率论
But I don't know how many of you learn probability.
这种概率算出来哈, 比你被麦当劳那个大M压死的可能性还小很多。
And so this probability is far less than you being hit by the golden arch of McDonald's.
如果你认为这是凑巧的话，你千万不要去麦当劳吃饭。
If you think this story was just a coincidence, then you shouldn't go to McDonald's.
这位刚硬的丈夫因为这种没有办法否认的神迹，接受了耶稣。So
because of this, because of what happened, this husband accepted Christ as his savior.
在马丁路德的时代，有个非常好的朋友叫 John Brands.
And at the time of Martin Luther, there was a good friend of Martin's. His name is John Brands.
他因为坚持宗教改革，受到神圣罗马帝国皇帝的逼迫。
So because he insisted on the Reformation, in his participation in Reformation, and he was persecuted by the Holy Roman Emperor.
有一次他就逃出来，皇帝的追兵，皇帝的卫兵在搜捕他。
So the soldiers were looking for him, and so he was running away.
这位敬畏神的仆人就很快躲到邻居的一个草堆里面去，他就很快拿了一片面包就躲进去了。
So this faithful servant, in the hurry, he took up a piece of bread and hid in the haze of the of his neighbor.
但是卫兵在外面巡逻，他不能出来。
But he could not come out because there were soldiers outside.
结果神就非常奇妙地差一只母鸡。
Miraculously, God sent a hen to him.
每一天就跑到那个草堆里面去。
And every day, she would lay an egg in the place where he hid.
因为面包很快就吃完了。
Because he would run out of bread.
他要是出来找食物，就等于找死。
If he came out, he would have been arrested.
所以每天就有一个鸡蛋就下在那里。
So every day, there was an egg given to him.
他就靠那个鸡蛋一点点水分，不至于饿死。
So through the egg and some a little water, he avoided starvation.
持续的14天。
And this went on for 14 days.
第15天。
On the 15th day,
那个母鸡不来了，到那个时间不来了。
The hand stopped coming.
然后外面就声音说：“弟兄啊，平安啊！”那个卫兵已经都走了。Then
he heard a voice. He heard a voice saying, "Brother, it's safe to come out. The soldiers are gone."
你也可以说这是巧合。You
can say this is coincidence too.
为什么刚好14天呢
？But why? Why 14 days?
母鸡可以说是他们家养的，当然就刚好跑到那里下蛋。你可以说凑巧。
And you can say that the hen laying eggs, it's coincidence.
神有独特的供应，在今天的时代还在进行。God
has His special way of providing for us even till these days today.
你说这都是别人的故事，我还没有见过这么奇迹在我们中间。You
can say that these are all other people's story. I have not seen the miracles among us.
我回到南湾，刚才说过，就像孩子回家一样。但是讲我对神的经历，我盼望大家不会误解我回来说过去的辛苦。So
I came here. Every time I came here, it's as if I return home. So when I talk about my experience here, I hope that you would not misunderstand that I was talking about my suffering.
神知道我这个人。 去读神学的时候，非常爱面子，不愿意接受别人的供应。God
knew that I'm a prideful man. I would not want to take anyone else help, accept anyone else help when I was in seminary.
我上快要上神学院以前，我跟神祷告说，教会有奖学金或者机构奖学金，我可以接受，但是我不从个人的手里接受支持。So
I prayed to God that if any organization, church, or any other organization provide me with scholarship, I can accept it, but I would not accept any help from any individuals.
后来就有一对夫妇就祷告。
So a couple prayed.
他大概看见我这个清高和骄傲。
And they probably saw my pride.
他们夫妇有一笔钱，分开祷告，得到相同的数字，类似的数字，然后他把他这笔钱奉献给神。
So they had some money. After praying for it, they set aside that money and give it to God.
我都记得那些多年以前，当这位弟兄跟我谈的时候，我就感觉是神用特别的方式来教导我，一个供应的喜乐，一个教导我，来破碎我的骄傲。
So I thought this was a lesson that God was giving me to break my pride, that that I should accept an individual's help.
他说这笔钱已经我们夫妇奉献给神了。He
said that we've already offered this money to God.
你去读神学，你可以用。If
you go to study seminary, study in seminary, you can use it.
你也可以不接受。You
can also decline it.
有些神学生，这别的神学生也可以用。Then
it will be given to other seminary students.
这是神的钱了。Because
it's already God's money.
神用这对夫妇，还有南湾许多爱我们的家庭，帮助我们走过在神学院装备许多艰难的日子。So
through this couple and many other individuals in this church, God helped us, helped me to get through this difficult time.
后来到了芝加哥读神学的时候，有一年。So
one year in Chicago,
我们银行存款大概不到20块美元了。
We had only about $20, less than $20 left in the bank.
然后我们夫妻就在午餐的时候在那里谢饭，晚餐的时候谢饭祷告。So
at dinner time we were praying, giving grace to God.
我们没有恐慌，但是有跟神求，神啊，你知道我们快要就像基利西水一样快枯干了。We
though we were not anxious, we were not too worried, but we realized that we were like the widow. At Zarephath, we had little left.
然后就在祷告完，大概不到三分钟。
And then, within 3 minutes after our prayer,
因为 Notre Dame 的女教授很久很久没有联系了。So
female professor at Notre Dame, whom we have not been in touch for a long time.
打电话来，他说：“雅敏啊，好久没有联系了，就想刚才我祷告为你们祷告的时候，圣灵感动我，跟你打个电话看看你好不好。”So
she said, "Oh, I haven't talked to you for a while, and I was just praying, and then the Holy Spirit touched on me to call you, see how you're doing."
我还没有说我的困难。I
didn't say anything about my worry, financial difficulty.
他说：“刚才为你祷告的时候，圣灵感动我每个月。” 供应你一笔钱。
So she said, the Holy Spirit touched upon me to provide a certain amount of money to you every month.
哇，我就想这里有点像这个神圣的乌鸦。And
I thought, well, this is just like the holy raven.
她怎么知道我的需要呢？
How did she know that I was in need?
我们没有告诉人呢。We
did not tell anyone else.
还有一回，我们在开学，大概快2周了，还缺3000块钱。And
there was also another time that, before the school started, we were still short by $3,000 for tuition.
因为母会和弟兄姊妹的奉献，我们学费都够了。Because
through this church and several brothers and sisters, we had enough for tuition.
生活费方面还缺大概约3000块钱
But we still were short for $3,000 for,
我们也没有告诉人,
for the living expenses. We didn't tell others either. We just prayed about it.
我们也没有向教会这里或者别的教会申请奖学金.
We did not apply for more scholarship either.
只有一个例外是向我正在芝加哥服事的教会申请3000块钱的奖学金.
But the only exception was that I applied for a scholarship through the church that I was ministering in Chicago at the time.
但是那个教会领袖决定说，既然你在这里只有三个月很短，你就要离开这个教会了，离上一神学近一点，那我们就不供应你，就由另外一个教会将来或许来供应你。So,
but then since I was there only for a short time, the board decided that they could not provide for me, they were hoping that other church will.
但是这些事情我都不知道，他们决定不支持我。
And they did, I did not know that they decided not to support me.
我非常有信心能够得到那个教会的支持。
I was very confident that they would support.
因为有那个教会的牧师给我写推荐信。
Because the pastor of the church wrote the letter for me.
我也在那里教主日学。
I also taught Sunday schools there.
然后我们南湾的弟兄姊妹问我，亚米娜，今年学费，今年的生活费够不够？我总是说，神有供应。
So every time, people from this church ask me, Yamin, did you have enough? Do you have enough fund for this year? I always said, that God would provide.
但是大部分弟兄姊妹都听不懂神会供应什么意思。
But most of people did not understand what that means. God would provide.
将来再有神的生存，我们出来，神会供应，意思就是说他还没钱。
If you have more seminary students, when you hear that God would provide, that means that they don't have.
如果他说感谢主，神已经供应了，那就已经有了。
And if they said, "Thank God, God has provided," then that means they already have it.
后来非常奇妙，我等了快绝望了，去 student accounting office 去学生的办公室一看，问了几次都没有奉献的钱进来。
So, nearing despair, I went to student account. They looked, and there was no money. No money came in.
在极其低潮里面，我曾经想过从商业神学院退出来，再去教数学。将来就不麻烦弟兄姊妹，也不麻烦教会了。
So in my deep despair, I thought about leaving the seminary and returning to my career to teach math, to go back to.
如果这位神在我商业神学院的时候经历不到，在困境中间我经历不到这位神，以前所知道的就不过是过去的神话故事而已。
So if God cannot provide for me during my study at seminary, he cannot let me experience his provision, then what I knew about him were all in vanity.
弟兄姊妹，不要误解，这不是试探神说，我需要3000块钱，你就要供应我3000块，没有我就不读神学，不是这个意思。
Yeah, please do not misunderstand. I was not trying to test God on this $3,000.
我如果向神要，神啊，你要给我100万美元，这样的话呢，我就可以读完了。如果你不供应我了，我就不读神学。这个人其实他不想读了。
Now, if there was a person that asked God that you have to give me $1,000,000 so that I can finish my study here, otherwise I would not, and I would not believe in you. Then you can see that this person really is not, does not have the faith.
我自己清楚地知道神呼召我要去读神学服侍神，也清楚地知道这三千块钱不是超过我的需要。
And I knew clearly God wanted me to pursue this, to go into seminary. And I also knew that this $3,000 was exactly what I needed, was not more than what I needed.
后来去了很绝望的时候，有一天带着绝望快要想上一退学了，我就到办公室再问最后一次，我想这次没有的话，我大概要考虑离开学校，跟母会打个招呼，就去教书去了。
So, almost, it was in my despair. I went to the accounting office. I was telling myself that if there's no money, then I probably would just quit, and I would just tell the church that I'm going to quit. I could not sustain.
上帝知道我绝望。
God knew that I was in despair.
我到那里的时候，那里面的一位姊妹说。我说有没有奉献的钱进来最近
？So I went to the office and the sister there. I asked her, "Any money come in?"
你知道这话不是祈求的话。
You know this is not a pleading.
这个询问好像我在跟神祷告说：“神啊，你是真的吗
？”It was like this inquiry was not. It was like my prayer to God. Are you for real?
我过去对你的信仰是真的还是假的？
Was my faith real or not?
你对我的呼召是真的还是假的？
Was your calling true or not?
神知道我的绝望。
God knew that I was.
所以里面回答说，有一笔钱来了。
So the sister said, yes, yes, Some money did come in.
我赶紧想, 多少? 一定是3000或者多一点点。
And so I wanted to know how much it was. I thought it must have been like $3,000 or a little more than $3,000.
结果声音让我有点失望,他说750块钱。
But she said 750. I was very disappointed.
哎呦,我说神啊,你很会开玩笑啊。
I said, God, you were really kidding me.
你知道我绝望,钱又来了,又差这么多。
And you said, you knew that I'm in despair, and yet you gave me this amount, which is far short.
她看见我有点困惑的样子。
But she saw me puzzled.
然后她说这地方是每个 quarter, 每个季度要给你750块钱。 一年,
but then she said, "No, it's $750 per quarter. So it committed this benefactor committed for four quarters."
我学数学很快哈，这个小学数学我还是很快的。
So I know that 750 times 4 is exactly 3,000. That math.
没有一分多一分少，750乘以4，我说哇，怎么这么刚好
？So I said to myself, "That's." Amazing, this is exactly what I needed.
那个教会是 Indianapolis 一个教会，我从来没有申请过奖学金的。And
that's a church in Indianapolis. I never applied scholarship from them.
他们不知道。They
didn't know me.
他们就是知道有位大陆奉献的，去读神学的弟兄，他们就决定给我3000块钱，每个季度寄750。So
they found out that there was a seminary student from mainland China, a student from mainland China went into seminary and maybe, so they decided to offer $3,000 for a year.
我们中间各位属灵的长辈不是让你们为我当年所经历的难过。
And I do not want you to feel bad about what I experienced in the past.
是想告诉你是你们把这位神介绍给我，我认识了。And
I just want to tell you that you introduced me to this God.
而且也用你们的爱心让我知道什么是神的爱。And
through your love, I experienced God's love.
神也许可我在困境里面，好像以利亚在饥荒的年代所经历过这位供应他的神。And
God also made me experience His provision, just like Elijah and the widow did.
当年我在这里所经历过神的恩典、神的信实，都还伴随着我侍奉他，以及装备神学的每一个日子。What
I experienced in God's grace and His faithfulness still accompany me as I serve Him today.
以利亚的神今天仍然活着。And
the God of Elijah still lives today.
最后想告诉大家，怎么样在困境中间来经历神呢？有两个秘诀。
And I want to share with you how the two ways to experience, two secrets of experiencing God.
你很想知道怎么经历这位神。
Perhaps you would like to know how you can experience God.
第一个，首先应当信靠顺服。
First, you must trust and obey.
以利亚刚才说过，没有因为乌鸦。 污秽肮脏，他就不顺服神。
And as I said earlier, Elijah did not refuse or decline to submit to God because of filthiness of the raven.
他照神的话去，就到基利西。
So he followed God's command and went to the Kerith River.
神吩咐他让外邦的寡妇来供养他，他也没有被羞辱，他也顺服神。 去外邦，去撒勒法。And
God called on a Gentile widow to provide for him. He did not feel humiliated either. He was an Israelite.
困境中间，不要放弃对神的信靠。So
in a difficult time, do not give up your reliance on God.
我不是个信心很刚强的人，我是个非常理性思辨的人。I'm
more of a rational person, I rely more on my knowledge.
但是神借着这样的困境来让我经历这位以色列的神耶稣基督的父福音中 福音书中的耶稣基督是一位我们今天还可以经历的神。
But through my experience, through my hard times, God helped me to experience, to learn that this God, the God of Israelites, the God of Elijah, still lives today, and He still allows us to experience Him through our difficulties.
在圣经中间有许多因着顺服经历神供应的例子。
And there are many examples in the Bible.
第二个方面，要将神放在生命的首位。
And the second thing is that we must place God place God in the first as the first in our life.
你可能觉得这个话我就早就听说过，神将主放在生命的首位。
But perhaps you would say that you've heard this before, that to put God first.
但是对撒勒法的寡妇来说是非常艰难的一个功课。
But to the widow of Zarephath, this must have been a hard lesson.
大家知道，看以利亚来到那里的时候有一个要求。
You can see that when Elijah came, he had a request.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
他向他要做饼的时候，他说：“只要先为我做一个小饼，拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼。”
He told the widow to go home and do as you have said, but first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then you can make something for yourself and your son.
如果撒勒法的寡妇说：“什么你先吃？”我的孩子才是先吃，吃看看有没有剩下一点碎渣给你。
The widow could have said that, how could it be? I would feed my son first, and then if there is any left over, I'll give it to you.
大家请猜测撒勒法的寡妇还能够经历到后面的丰盛吗
？So then, do you think that this widow would experience God's provision? Do you think if she refused?To provide for the prophet, she would not have experienced God's provision.
马太福音六章三十三节里面说，我们要先求神的国和神的义，这些东西只是生活中的需要，神都会加给我们。
And in Matthew 6:33, we read that seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you.
神尊荣顺从他，将他放在生命首位的那些人。
God honor those who place Him first in their lives.
那我们知道，可以经历到他那位远古圣经中的神，今天还可以经历。
So that we know that, and we will experience the God that still lives today.
使得这个信仰不是一个一些教授、一些医生、一些教会的领袖灌输给我们一套的宗教。
So that we know that this faith is not just knowledge that's given to us through those professors or doctors or church leaders.
是一个我们今天生命还可以经历的神。
It's a God that we can actually experience.
盼望这样的信息和今天的见证能够激励母会的弟兄姊妹。
I hope that this message would encourage every one of us.
以利亚的神也是今天。仍然活着，帮助我们的神。
The God of Elijah still exists, still lives, and He would help us.
他借着困境，让我们谦卑去仰赖他，然后经历他自己的丰盛。
Through our difficult times, He would make us humble and submissive to Him to experience His provision.
不一定就是在物质上的供应。
Perhaps the provision is not materialistic.
可能你在婚姻里面，在教养儿女上，或者孩子读高中要上大学，或者博士毕业要找工作等等许多的需要。
It could occur in all aspects, different aspects in our lives, in your relation, in your children's pursuit of their life goals.
在困境中间，不要绝望。
Do not be despair. Do not be in despair in the difficult time.
以利亚的神今天仍然活着。
The God of Elijah still lives today.
供应饥饿先知的神也将供应你一切的需要。
The God that provides for the hunger would still provide for your need.
虽然我们不知道明天会是怎样
，Though we may not know what would happen tomorrow.
但是我们知道谁掌管我们的明天。
But we know who is in control, who holds tomorrow.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
愿主你的圣灵就借着以利亚先知的经历来向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit of the God of Elijah speak to us today.
主啊，帮助我们弟兄姊妹不只是停留在大脑的知识上。
Help us so that we know you not only through the knowledge.
主，让我们对你的认知能够成为一个生命的经验。
But through our life experience.
帮助我们能够经历到这位神至今仍然活着。
Help us to experience you, to know that you still lives today.
主啊，知道那位垂听以色列叹息的神也是今天听见我们叹息的神。
And we know that the God that listened to the Israelites still listen to his people.
那位供应先知的神也是供应今天你自己儿女的神。
And the God that provides for the prophet also provides for his own children.
主，你也使用孩子今天的见证能够激励在信仰中追寻的慕道的朋友和周围的朋友们。
I also pray that through my testimony, my experience, you would encourage sisters and brothers to experience you.
主啊，能够突破各样理性的障碍，更深的能够经历主你自己。
So that we can overcome any obstacles that our knowledge may present, so that we can experience you in our lives.
主啊，可以更深的经历，也能认识这位宇宙间独一的真神。
And we can experience you in a more meaningful way and to know that you are the only true God in this universe.
奉耶稣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks to Reverend Huang for his wonderful message. Let's rise up and sing responsible hymn. And probably many of you got this handout. We have could you sing this one?
谢谢华牧师的正道信息，请起立，打开插页，让我们一起来唱《我知谁掌管明天》。唱两段。